Same time.
Jilly, Timmy and I are gathered here tonight to talk to Inga and all the spirits that are linking into her. So I'd like to invite you all to come here and listen to what we've got to say. Basically, many of you in spirit are unaware of what you're doing when you link into other people, because you feel that you're totally justified in linking into them. But you need to realize that what you're doing through Inga is being unkind to somebody, whether it's critical or vindictive or whatever it is, and is an imposition upon Inga, who you're using. Within God's law, you will suffer the consequence, because whatever she suffers in the process or whatever imposition she places upon other people, you will also suffer all that they suffer. That is only one aspect of the process. The other aspect of the process is, in expressing negativity through your souls, you're actually drawing this dark energy into your spirit, and it makes the emotions within you stronger and more powerful. And this energy sticks within your soul and coarsens the vibration of your soul, and ultimately, little by little, you are drawn further from the light. Some of you may wish to be kind as you link into someone's mind, whether it's Inga or anybody else, and you might be giving them direction because you wish to help them. You wish to guide them. And I want you to understand that the mind of the person that you're interfering in probably doesn't know of this intrusion upon their mind. So what in fact is taking place is you are using them in some way, which is controlling them. And this control, even though it appears to be kindly to yourself, if you tell someone to turn left instead of turning right because you perceive it may be to their benefit, it is still control. And you're treating them like a robot. So in that activity, you yourself are being controlled by others or by another force. Many of you are very far from the light, and you are possibly very unhappy in your circumstance. Many of you may be using Inga or others on other levels to be your instrument of vendetta or retribution, because you feel absolutely justified in what you're doing. And all I can say to you is, if you cannot make an effort to help yourselves, to stem this flow of negative energy through yourselves, ultimately your ongoing destiny will be very, very bleak. The reality is this: God has the duality of energy, positive and negative. Whatever we put out comes back. It comes back through others, because we're all God's instruments. So people can be kind to you and others can be unkind to you. This is just the return to you of God's light or dark from your past deeds. Now, you need to understand that the energy of God that flows through you knows everything. So whatever you do is known by that energy. And because it is absolutely just and absolutely unswerving in giving you back what you did, you need to understand that you are not going to avoid the consequence of what you do. Some of you are being unkind because you really wish to, and others because you cannot help yourselves. I'm aware that some of you are in a place where you no longer have the freedom of choice to be kind. Therefore, the dark essence and the thoughts that come from it simply flow through you, and you are just speaking for it. So all I wish to do this evening is to give you a little bit of information to help any of you that have the capacity to help yourselves or that wish to help yourselves. Any of you who continue on the intrusive, critical, judgmental, or anything negative will definitely be very, very unhappy in the future. You need to realize that our spirit essence is indestructible. We live forever. Therefore, we can live in a level of light forever, or we can also live in the underworld forever. And forever is, it's not a million trillion lifetimes, it is forever. So, right now, God is aware of your interaction. God is aware of our interaction here. We're just gathered here tonight to bring some information to you. We are very concerned for our spiritual sister, Inga. We are also very concerned for you, because as I said, some of you don't even know what you're doing. I hope that the light that we bring you and the information that we bring you will assist you to try very hard to desist passing on thoughts that are entering your mind that are cruel and unkind. So, any of you have anything you want to say, or any thoughts that come to Jill's mind, she will voice them for you. Other than that, I will soon ask Timmy just to read something for you, which is a little bit of the brief summary of the message I bring to humanity. Now, to stem the tide of thoughts in your minds, there is a little meditation prayer that Timmy will read out when he's reading from a document to you shortly. We believe that some of you are Inga's ancestral spirits, or you are linked in a familial way to her. And whether you are such or whether you are just anybody else, God's law applies equally to all of you. And there is only one law of God, and that is, what you do is done unto you, positive or negative. As you sow, so shall you reap, on an eye for an eye basis. And that just means on an equal basis. When you are kind to people, you will receive an equal amount of kindness at some stage ahead. If you deceive people, you will be deceived. If you're cruel, others will be cruel to you. And as said, if you are in any level outside the pure light, the power of the dark is such that thoughts can enter your mind that will give you an absolute justification to defy God and God's code of conduct command. Now, God has only one code of conduct command. We just must go our way in peace and be kind and caring and loving to each other. And if others are being less than kind to us, it is not for us to retaliate. It is only for us to keep quiet and be merciful and compassionate and forgiving towards them because of their ignorance. Maybe they haven't yet heard the truth and had not yet understood the need for them to not retaliate or not be unkind. So I'm just going to sit quietly for a minute and then I will continue talking with you. Anything that comes to mind in particular, Julie, at all that you want to dwell with? Any sort of thoughts coming to your mind at all on this matter? There isn't. Well, that's okay. I want all of you in spirit to realize that God sees absolutely everything. And some of you may not realize that there is a God, because where some of you are, you can see no God, and there may not even be any light where some of you are. And that is just because of what you've done to yourselves in the past, is to draw in a lot of darkness, and that darkness has dragged you away to its level of consciousness. So there is an opportunity now to rise up to a better place. To do that, you will have to try very hard to not express any more negativity upon others, and most definitely you need to try and stop interfering in other people's minds. Ultimately, I'm aware that you are actually in a very much more better position than Inger is, because she's not standing in front of me and she's not hearing what I'm saying. Therefore, she cannot apply the necessary activity personally. So she and her misery is what is enabling you to receive this information. So all I can ask of you is that you try very hard, as said, to desist from interfering in her mind. And as the journey of the soul is a uniquely individual one, I'm quite aware that those of you that are able to desist and do move away and change your way will possibly be replaced by others equally as ignorant as you were, who will link into Inger again because of the negative energy in her soul that enables you to link in. So even though some of you move away, there may be others who replace you. But for any of you who are listening, you really need to make a very great effort now, because ultimately the destiny of your happiness or unhappiness is entirely within your own process. No one can do anything for you. You have to bow to God's command or defy God's command. That is your choice. But none of us are greater than God. So I can just say, please, after this evening's discussion, give a very deep consideration to everything that's been said, because this is not a game. It is the most deadly serious process, this life and death struggle against God's dark energy. I don't know if you want to say anything, Toto, you can say anything. Or I'll just get you to read that, you know. I mean, basically, what we're trying to do is, that one, you can listen to the tape so you will know more about this process and just be stronger in yourself so that you can talk to other people, either openly like this with people or when they're not even aware of what you're talking to them. So, Jilligo, what do you think about anything? Is there anything particularly you think of? Thinking about
them? Well, I think I feel that there are people paying attention.
Good.
And a bit of giggling, really, or laughter, latterly. Mm. In the beginning it was listening.
What I can say to all of you is I'm trying to be serious, and all I am is simply your brother. But I do understand the power of the darkness. I do understand how it can use us to be cruel to other people. But I also do know of the repercussions. And I would hope that some of you take what I'm saying extremely seriously, because this may be the last time you ever hear this information. Because I don't know that there's going to be many other people. The opportunity of you listening to directly as you are today, and I am just doing my best to help you, as we all are here.
I don't think they feel they need any help.
They don't feel anything. Okay. Well, how would you like to know, how would you like it if you knew that your minds were being interfered with? Or, I should put it this way, if you think it's funny interfering in his mind and expressing filth through her, do you think that that is the sort of thing you'd like having imposed upon yourselves? So, ultimately, you may very well be like a policeman, who, when I said, are you aware that God is watching? And he says, he looks around and laughs at me and says, there's no God, I don't see any God, I only see you. Well, if he can't see God, and if you cannot see God, then you might very well think that you are safe and sound in what you're doing. I can only impress upon you that there is absolute justice. Somewhere down the line, if we interfere and cause others anguish, we're going to suffer it. And if you don't believe that, then of course that is the way it is. But we are sincere in talking to you. What I might do now is I just ask you to read that to me. I'm just going to ask Timothy to read something to you. It is something I wrote a little while ago, and please listen to it. You can sit down, let's put the light on there. Please listen to it and absorb it, and within it you will hear of a little meditation that you can say, which will help you to fortify your minds if you wish to, and it may just bring you a little bit of inner peace as well if you say it. So, son, if you'd like to read that out, that would be lovely.
Of God's final message to you as contained in the Testament of Truth book. God says, to reach the promised land you must try and keep bad thoughts out of your mind, so you can stay peaceful towards others, and you must definitely not permit any unkind thoughts to make you abuse others or yourself. This is done by fortifying the mind with light, released in you when thinking of the morning star, that is the Star of Bethlehem, and saying the following prayer 3 times a day. Jesus, I see your shining star. Jesus, be with me. Jesus, please help me and save me. Or, Creator of the heavens, Mother of Love, I see your star shining above. Please cleanse my mind with all your love, so I may heed your call of peace from above. And you may say either Mother or Father. The light of God is cleansing the bad feelings of anger, fear, and hatred out of your soul. These are feelings that grow stronger in you each time you abuse anyone or manipulate others. You will become more bad and hurtful at times before you are free of this darkness within you. And your thoughts will be very bad thoughts, thoughts that will try and make you abuse and hurt other people or yourself. Whatever bad things you have said or done to other people or continue to do to others will be done to you by others. I say, if any person abuses you with their mouth or strikes you a blow, you must not strike back. Only cowards and those who have not heard my words of non-retaliation and forgiveness strike back. God's only command is love each other, and you must now show respect to everyone, especially the bad ones, even if they want to kill you, because whatever happens to you is payback for what you did to others before, either in this life or in another. All must follow Jesus' way and not retaliate if they are confronted in any way. Any who follow Jesus by being like a lamb that does not fight back will go up to the promised land that is called many different names. Some call it heaven. You must try very hard to not cause any pain to anyone. All are sister and brother in God's eyes. Bad people will become good as they are cleansed within of anger and fear. If you say the star prayer above, then it will be easier to keep bad thoughts out of your mind, so that when bad people want to abuse you, you can heed God more easily and not abuse others to retaliate when others are abusing you. To get to the promised land, all you have to do is conform to God's message through me and show God by your deed that you are heeding God's commandment. The command being, go your way in peace and be merciful and compassionate and forgiving to those still abusing you or others. You must try to forget the bad things that were done to you or your family by other people. The others did the bad things because their thoughts were also bad, and they did not know how to keep bad thoughts out of their minds. All bad thoughts come from the devil. All of us have allowed bad thoughts into our minds at some stage, and thus we all have done wrong things at some time. Let us forgive each other for our past ignorance. All now must try hard to be good and respectful to all. Help the bad ones by telling them of this prayer, so that their thoughts become good and they stop doing bad things. Friends, God says, only love. Only lovers find their way above. Any who this call deny for an eternity will endlessly cry.
Thank you, Sam.
God's light energy flowing to all of you. I hope it enables you to have a few minutes respite, not only from possible negative emotions you're feeling or have been feeling for a long time, but maybe will let you see that any glee that you feel from being cruel may just be a very misleading emotion, because glee and cruelty do walk hand in hand. And when the dark is accomplishing its duty, which is meting out retribution, it feels glee. So if you are being negative in your expression and feeling glee, rest assured you are the dark in action, and the return to you will be equal. My concern for you is, I said, you can get to a point where you no longer have the freedom of choice to be nice. And from that minute on, you are literally locked in a vice that's going to get tighter and tighter and tighter. And there is no way out of it. So, I don't want you to find yourself in a situation where you can no longer be kind you can no longer think of being compassionate or considerate of another person. Monica, what are your thoughts? Do you think anyone is listening to us, Dan Miller? Wherever they are?
I don't think the attitude has changed any.
So, what I can say is,
what do you feel anything?
All I can say is, if any person is engaged in an is classified by a human as being an unkind act, and certainly interfering in someone else's mind and using them in a negative way is an unkind act, you cannot see that this is an unkind act, then you truly are, whether it's the light or the dark, that's between you and God. The mere fact that I have spoken to you today, and you've heard Timothy, shows you we are aware of your station. The mere fact that Jill is able to receive your thoughts, the mere fact that Inga is in a very precarious situation and a very unhappy situation itself should show you the end result of what you're doing. So I can but suggest that you try very, very hard now to turn over a new leaf, make use of the style prayer, and try and help yourselves to be kinder, because whatever you can do in that area means ultimately you're doing that to yourselves. Some of you who are unable to at this point in time will find ahead that the light of God draws some darkness out of your soul, and then at that stage you may be more able to appreciate what you have been told today. Please don't forget the message of the star. I will repeat it for you. You may look up to the light, or look up, and if you cannot see a star, then visualize a star. The star is a symbol of clarity, truth, light and love. And just say these words: Creator of the heavens, Mother of love, I see your star shining above. Please cleanse my mind with all your love, so that I may heed your call of peace from above. Maybe that's all we need to say.
Thank you. No thank you from them.
No. Okay. Well, we wish you well on your journey, on your road ahead, and we hope that some of you rise up a little bit, and we might see you another day. A bit of luck, it would be good, wouldn't it? Hey, son.